Well, incident occurred last week where a lorry went off at that stretch, and luckily enough, there was no injuries to the driver, and only for the trees that are growing at the reverse there, it could have been more fatality probably in it, because the trees are just the side of the road. Now, there's a 20-foot drop from the road down to the bottom, and it's extremely dangerous, and even for pedestrians, they can hardly walk on this road because it's that narrow, and the volume of traffic that's on the stretch of road down to the Cosh Clady Road into the industrial estate with lorries and cars with employers and stuff using the road here. It's the main road into Gidor. And it's pretty busy, like I said. Again, I'd be calling on the council to assess this for a crash barrier to be erected at this stretch, because there is a number of accidents occurring here over the last 2 to 3 years. Again, it's difficult for us as councillors, and we're always talking about crash barriers in different locations around the county, along with my colleagues there in the municipal districts, and crash barriers seem to be the last thing on the government's agenda for providing money for, which I think is totally vital regarding road safety.
And you mentioned that the volume of accidents is happening more and more. Is it to this extent where cars are actually going off the road at this stretch?
Well, the cars and lorries are going off the road at this stretch. It's a very narrow, if you pull in slightly to the left of this carriageway, there's no verge at all. It's just the tarmacadam. And, you know, drivers at night or even during the day think there is a verge there, but there exactly is no verge at all, which if they're off the verge, then they find it very difficult to get back on. And that means that their vehicle falls into the trees. But again, like I said, there's a 20-foot drop there, so only for the trees, there could have been fatalities.